Thank you. Thank you. Around for me, around That word of God, Father, that word in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know about you, You want to pray this with all seriousness. You want to pray this with all seriousness that you will hear God's words. You will hear His word tonight. That word that He has sent us to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus. I shall thank God. Speak the word of the Son. Yes, Lord, in the answer name of Jesus, for our Santa Lama, he had to live in the Santa Lama, in the Santa Lama. Yes, the God, in the mighty name of Jesus, speak Lord tonight, for your servants and God, we are tempted with the mighty name of Jesus.
We take pleasure. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God.
This is what God is placing for my God.
He's saying, you know, like, you have a sponge, right? You have a sponge that's ready to, you know, soak or take water. You know, they say that we must be like that, ready to take in the water as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I said hallelujah. He is saying that, you know, we must be in a place where we are ready to receive of His word. We are ready like a sponge that is without water, but is ready to soak up water, ready to take in the water, to take in the word, you know, the water of His word. He said that we must be ready. We must have an expectation. We must have an expectation. He said that we must have an expectation. I feel within my spirit that, you know, that there is, you know, the way we approach things sometimes, there is a sense of lack of expectation. And God is saying that you must come with an expectation. So I don't know about you, but at this moment, you have an expectation. God is saying, pray that God will place within you an expectation, a desire to meet with Him tonight and about the name of Jesus. It must not be spectacular. It might not be spectacular, but He's saying that you must have an expectation, an earnest desire to receive of my word, to receive of the water of my word. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to receive the word. Amen. You're welcome to the celebrate of the person. You're welcome to church. As the person that they have an expectation.
You have an expectation.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, bless you. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Listening to the message, you know, the person was saying that, you know, a lot of times we're asking God to speak to us. There are times when it's like we don't feel like He's talking, hallelujah, and we are not hearing His voice. Amen. And I see that Sean has those who sometimes experience that you want to hear the voice of God, but it's like you're not hearing them. It's like the problem and the issue is not with the sending end. Amen. How many people agree with me? That it's not with the sending end. It's not that God is not speaking, but the problem is with what the receiver, our hearing. That is where the problem is. Amen. So the hearing, our hearing, that is the problem. That is where, you know, we miss it. Our hearing, we are able to tune in and we are able to receive and to hear that which God is saying. Amen. Amen. Right. So He was saying that, you know, when the person was a pilot before we became a preacher. And the person said when he was a pilot, you need to tune in, alright? And when you tune into the right frequency, you'll hear some chatter or some conversations that are going on. And those conversations are not a certain line. Amen. They are using vocabulary that are related to
aeroplanes. Amen. So that before you can even begin to understand, you know, what is being said, you must make sure that you understand or you know the vocabulary that is being used. Amen.
Amen.
So you know, even talking about runway, it's talking about tarmac, it's talking about, you know, the different things, step by step, and you know, all of those things. They use certain language in, you know, in aeroplane or in the aviation sector. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I mean, the person said that before you can even begin to, you know, to hear the voice of God, you must listen for the voice of God. Before you can even begin to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. And you see, God continually speaking to us, and we must understand the vocabulary and the things that he says. Amen. We must understand the context that he is using. We must understand, you know, the words that he is using. And to be able to do that, we need to understand God's vocabulary, which is found where? In the word. Hallelujah. So you feed yourself on the word of God until you get to that place where, you know, God speaks and you are able to, you know, to understand and to hear what you're saying. Amen. Because whatever God says by his spirit to you will not contradict what is in his word. Let me agree.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So it means that you must familiarize yourself with what? With the written word. Amen. You must familiarize yourself with the written word. Amen. So once again, if I may ask, we are reading what this month?
Four Gospels.
The four Gospels, where have you reached?
Per person.
Matthew chapter. So it is the can you ask the person next to you where they have reached?
Where have you reached?
And depending on where they have reached, tell them something.
You need to start.
Some people haven't started yet. Amen.
Okay, right.
No, seriously, I mean, if you are, like I said, I mean, it may not be spectacular, but you see, it is a spiritual principle that has been, you know, has come forth. Amen. And we must make sure that we are, you know, following it. If it means waking up and making time at different times of the day to do that, please do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a blessing of obedience. Amen.
Amen.
On the other side of what? Of obedience is what? It's a blessing. Amen. So there is a blessing that comes with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, you know, this month we're talking about Jesus Christ, you know, the ministry of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and trying to learn about, you know, a few things about Jesus. On Friday, we had a wonderful Bible study as well, learning, you know, about in his name, what things we can do. Amen. And we understood that the Bible says in John 14 that if you ask anything in my name, you say that what I will do it. Amen. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he also says that, you know, I'm going as I go, you guys will do what greater things that I have done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if in the Bible we see the Acts of the Apostles and we see the various acts that they did, and we think that they were great, and you know, and we are wondering, can we attend to that? The Bible is saying that in his name, you and I must what? Must do even greater. We have the ability and the capacity and the potential to do even greater than the things that we're seeing in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You and I, hallelujah. Amen. And listen, you know, like I said some time ago, when the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they were eating manna. Amen.
Amen.
Or even when they were in Egypt, they were eating a certain type of food. When they came into the wilderness, they were eating manna. And then when they came into the promised land, they moved from manna, the manna ceased, and they began to eat certain things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So if you and I are wanting, or you and I want to begin to see, you know, certain things manifest in our lives, then we must change our diet. Amen. Tell someone, change your spiritual diet. Hallelujah. Change your spiritual diet. You must change your diet. You must feed yourself, you know, with the right type of food. You must feed
yourself. For instance, if you are saying that we're going to do greater things, you and I must begin to what? Tap into the Word and see what were the works that were given that over there for us to be able to begin to do even greater things. Amen? Did you agree?
Yes.
So this is, we must go into the Word and feed ourselves. And you know, I mean, like you read about people's testimonies about how they received a certain word from God, and when they read a certain scripture from the Bible, and based on that scripture, the revelation from that word, that alone, you know, I mean, catapulted their ministries or catapulted their businesses onto heights that, you know, you can't even begin to imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That someone, you know, takes the Bible and reads, you know, from, I mean, I've forgotten the scripture now. Matthew 6, 33, what does it say? Seek ye first. Hallelujah. So this person reads the Bible and reads Matthew 6, 33, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what, and all other things shall be added unto you. And this person, on the revelation of that word, becomes a multi-millionaire. Hallelujah. Based on that word alone, based on that word, and because he is pursuing after God in all the things that he is doing, he is putting God first. When he wakes up, he is putting God first. When he's going out on the day, he is putting God first. In everything, in his business, whatever he does, he puts God first. And then you see the manifestation of God's power in the person's life. Hallelujah. But one person finds, you know, in the Bible, you know, in Acts 10:38, about how Jesus Christ was, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about doing good and healing all. Amen. And that person takes this word, from that revelation of that word, he goes out into what? A big time healing ministry. Amen. Based on the revelation of that word. Amen. Based on the revelation of that word. Amen. And you and I, we must understand that Jesus Christ came into the earth to do certain things, and he's saying that, you know, as I'm leaving you here to be the salt and the light in this generation. Amen. And it's not just about you being saved or you being born again, and after that you just relaxing and eating, you know, and whatever it is that you want to eat, you know, and just taking it easy and just accomplishing whatever you want to accomplish and just taking it easy. But then whatever Jesus Christ came to accomplish upon this earth, he did not finish, and he has gone back to the Father, but he has left you and I over here to complete that task. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I read someone came said to Joe, they said that, well, Jesus Christ went back to, you know, to heaven, and then the angels asking, you know, have you fulfilled what God said to fulfill? And he said yes. And they said, how did you do it? Did you evangelize the whole world? He said, no, I found 12 men that I gave the mission to. And they said unto the angels, said to him, so what do these 12 men don't do what, you know, you have said for them to do? And this is a mission kind of goal. Hallelujah. So you and I, we have a mission, amen. You and I, we have a mission to continue that which Jesus Christ came to do on this earth, amen. And tonight, I'm going to focus on some of these things, amen. What are some of the things that he came for us to do, amen. Amen. Because you see the problems all around us, and you and I must be the solution. Hallelujah. You and I must be the solution to the problems that are around us. You and I. God has filled us with the Spirit, and we must provide the solution. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not just about a small, you know, some pounds that you will get. It's not just about some qualification that you will get. It's not about any of that. Amen.
Amen.
This one, I was listening to something, you know, the person said, you know, the new rich list in the UK or something. And how many people know Jamie Oliver? Jamie Oliver, I was not last year, he increased his net worth by, you know, 50%. And he is now worth 200 something million pounds together as well. And he's looking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what you are doing. Once what matters is who is with you. Hallelujah. It doesn't really matter what you are doing. Provided you are walking in the purposes and the plans of God, you will excel. Amen. Provided you are walking in that which God has called you to do, you will excel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Provided you seek God first, every other thing will be what? Will be added to you. Amen.
Amen.
Every other thing will be added to you. Listen, everyone, you know, the title of the message is Reading in Life. Amen. Everyone in here has got a God-shaped voice in them. Amen. How do I realize, you know, I mean, I have this phone, you know, BlackBerry phone, you know, I love this so much. Well, you know, even when I call my niece, I'm so interested, I didn't want to let go. Amen. I love you with a passion. I don't know why, but I just love my BlackBerry care, 8250 or something. Amen. And, you know, I had this phone, and then I got a new one, and for some reason, something happened, and then, you know, it's, I didn't have a SIM card for it. Amen. So, I would charge this phone without a SIM card. And within a very short time, the battery will run out. How many people know what I'm talking about? So that's true. If a phone hasn't got a SIM card, it charges right now. It will run down quickly. Amen? Who knows what?
PCV.
It is searching for reception. The phone is constantly, you know, sending up link and, you know, when, because when it sends up link, it drains power. Alright, so it will send, you know, that it will send the link, it will send a search message and then wait, and then if it doesn't receive anything, it will search again. So constantly searching for, you know, reception or searching for a signal. Amen. And within a short time, it runs out. I like drawing parallels, you know, with a lot of things that happen. So when anything happens, I'm trying to see where is the signal significant. Like as we are talking about, you know, cockroaches and rats and raccoons. You know, looking for, you know, spiritual significance in any, all the things that happen. So I'm like, in everyone, there is a spiritual void. And people are searching for, you know, something to fill that void. And they are searching, and you look at their lives, and they are going everywhere and wherever, and you see them wasting their life away. How do I see people like that? You see, there's a void in their lives, and they are searching everywhere apart from the right place, and you see them, you know, wasting their lives away, until they get the right SIM card, and they press the record. Amen? Until they find God who fills that void in their life. Amen? And there are people all over, wherever we turn, there are people, even tonight, you know, there was someone looking like that. There are people all over like that who have voids. Several things have happened to them, and they are looking for answers. Even here now, how many people are looking for answers in their life? I don't know how many questions. Hallelujah. People are looking for answers. And you and I must provide the answers. Amen. We have that ability. We have that potential to provide the answers. The Bible says in Obadiah 1 and 21, the saviors will arise out of the church. And you and I, we are the saviors who shall arise. Amen. Amen. You see the life of Joseph, God sent him to Egypt. It looked like it was a mistake, but God sends him over there. And he provides an answer because it's going to be a family. Hallelujah. We see the life of Daniel, that there was a problem. God sent him over there. You and I, we are the saviors. Hallelujah. We are the saviors. We are the saviors. I know, but I want you to have this within the saviour that you are the saviour. It is not just, you know, just pointing or, you know, shining in a small corner somewhere. No. It is you know, bringing light to your generation. Amen. And bring it to them that which Jesus Christ commissioned us to bring. Hallelujah. The Bible says Ephesians 3. It says that for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, preach Gentiles in the head of this dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you all, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of what? And of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, and this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the first of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 10. So Paul is saying that, you know, all of these things that you are seeing and not having manifested in my ministry is by, you know, the revelation of what of God. Hallelujah. And verse 10, if it's your Bible, go to analyze, if it's your phone, whatever you want to analyze, it's in the word. So the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of what? Of God. Hallelujah. So God is saying that, you know, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, you know, whatever place that you are, whatever sphere of life that you are in, he's saying that to the intent that what, you know, to all of these systems, to all of these things that are in place, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by what? By the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So God has put certain things in place, and he said that the church must begin to show forth the wisdom and the power of God. Hallelujah. The church, you and I, we must begin to show forth to our generation the power of God, the wisdom of God, the purpose of God, the ways of God. You and I, in this generation, now in this generation, we must show forth the goodness of God. We must show forth the power of God. And we must take upon us this responsibility, amen. Amen. We must take upon us this responsibility. Otherwise, like I said, we'll be living for ourselves alone, and then we'll not make any impact. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you see yourself, you know, like we had the news, this boy was just dying of lung cancer or whatever cancer it was. You heard the news? I mean, whether he was 13 or 40, whatever, teenager, and he decided that, no, I must begin to make an impact. I should not just die a useless death. The mere fact that what cancer does mean that I should just die a useless death in this life. So he began to, by the time that I die, I must do certain things. Amen. I must go into certain places and then they must put me upon, they must carry me on what? What are they? Car service or something. You know what car service is? So in the car, and they carry you from one place to the other. He said, I must do what you call that thing. From the aeroplane, you jump and then skydiving. And he does all of these things, and then he meets with, you know, Richard Branson, he meets with David Cameron, he meets with all of these celebrities, and by the time that he's dying, he has raised millions of pounds. Because he has said that my life must not be worse. Ultimately. Hallelujah. And if you understand that your life must not be ordinary, you will begin to take certain steps and begin to eat at different levels. Do you understand? Because your life must not be ordinary. Amen. Amen. Let me quickly go through, you know, these things, and then we'll pray that, you know, something will drop within your spirit. Amen.
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 And Jesus said, you know, in John 5:19-26, I'll just read a couple of, you know, of verses in there. John 5:19-26, after he had gone by the pool of Bethsaida, you know, the waters had been, you know, were stirred by, you know, the angels, and this man had been sitting there for a long time, and he had not been healed. It's amazing that he'd be sitting over there for such a long time, and he'd not receive his healing.
It's an amazing way you can read it. Hallelujah. But every season or whatever, the angel comes and stands and watches, and then he's still there. And all these years, he has not found one person to help him, you know, into the pool. Hallelujah. And Jesus comes onto the scene, and then, you know, he bypasses everyone and goes straight to this one person, and then what speaks to him is that, do you want to be healed? It's a kind of a foolish question. The person is not, you know, is blind, is lame, and is still there, and he asks him, do you want to be healed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then he asked him, and then the person said, yes, I want to heal. And then he speaks to him, he said, carry your mat, and you know, rise up. And then thereafter, he goes to the temple, they're asking him several questions. And this is what Jesus Christ said. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, very, verily, when you see very, verily, it means that what I'm going to say to you, it is very serious. You got to listen and listen properly. Hallelujah. He said, very, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth what? The Son likewise. Hallelujah. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself would do it, and he will show him greater works than these that he may would marvel. Amen. So Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, you know, the one in whom was that I am well pleased, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the begotten of God, he is saying that, you know, I can do nothing of what? He said, what I see my Father do, that is what I do. What I hear my Father say, that is what I say. Hallelujah. What about you and I? Amen. What about you and I who want to impact our world? It means that you and I, for us to make any impact, he says that what we can do nothing. I think it's John 15, verse 7 or something. He says that without me, you can do what? You can do nothing. That is so funny. Hallelujah. So then Jesus has to say that everything I'm doing is because I've seen my whole my Father do. Everything I'm saying is because I've heard my Father say it, and because he has said it, or because he has shown me, that is why God will back the things that what he has shown and what he has said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it means that you and I must also make sure that we are hearing from what? From the Father. You and I must make sure that we are seeing what the Father has what? Is showing. Hallelujah. And indeed, in our world, there's so many voices, there's so many voices, so many things around seeking our attention. True of all. Even when you turn on the radio, there are so many channels seeking your attention. Amen. And Jesus Christ in John 20:21 says the word, as God has sent me, so what? I sent you. Amen? So I sent you. And in Luke 10:1-2, Jesus Christ is saying the word, and he sent the apostles and disciples 2 and 2, and he says that to every city that he was supposed to go to, he sent what? Send disciples over there. Amen. So in our communities, any place, do you think that Jesus Christ would want the people in the palms to hear the gospel? Oh, ask a friend.
Yes.
Do you think that Jesus Christ would want the people in the prisons to hear the gospel? Do you think that Jesus Christ would like the people who are homeless to receive shelter? Do you think that Jesus Christ would want the people who are walking, you know, under the, you know, the influence of everything that you can think about? Do you think that he wanted to be set free?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants that. Amen. So the time, you know, in Luke 13, I believe, the one comes into the temple, she was bent over like this, bent over under the influence of the demon, and was a Sabbath, and you know, the people were looking and seeing what Jesus Christ would do on a Sabbath. Hallelujah, because on a Sabbath, they're not supposed to do anything. And then Jesus Christ heals the woman and says that, ought not this woman who is the daughter of Abraham be set loose from this infirmity? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The people were being self-righteous and saying that, oh, you know, what have you done? What have you done? You heal this person. It's like, hey, you know, people have fallen down. What do you want to get out there?
Hallelujah. So there are so many people out there who are looking for answers. Hallelujah. And if Jesus is saying that wherever he was supposed to go, he's sending you and I. Turn to somebody and say that Jesus is sending you wherever he wants to go. He wants to be. He is sending you. What the person says is that Jesus is sending you. What is your response? And did they say, wait until I marry? I wait until I finish up my children. I said, people, when did you rush up to them and see that when I come to church today? Hallelujah! Amen! And then, you know, you are ready to come to church, and then the baby would, you know, say that it is time to go to the White House. Amen! What until you get married and then your husband needs attention? Wait until I finish my, or I get my job, and then, you know, you don't get a good service. I mean, you are there all the time. Don't show me. Yeah. I tell people, listen, you're bringing all that. Listen, the time that you're looking for a job, this is the time that you must soak yourself in the word and prayer and build yourself up and fatten yourself on the word. Because when you start waiting, you don't have time. Hallelujah! You know what I'm saying? You have reserves, like, you know, like, I mean, these animals who put their beds and they don't fly how many hours for all of this. They make sure they stop themselves before they go to a market. I don't know whose word this is. But somebody's way. Let me finish very quickly because my time is finished. Hallelujah! So wherever Jesus Christ wants to be, he's sending you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read very quickly. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 4:17. Let's read those things because now let's read, you know, these few things that we'll just pray. Hallelujah. It is so important that we have this reigning mentality. Amen. That fact that we are supposed to be solution providers. You must have this. Amen. You must have this mentality. You must have this. Friend, he said, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are what? Are we in this world? Amen. And Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:6, that what? We are seated with him in what? In heavenly places. Hallelujah. We are seated with him. Ephesians 1:19, that was, you know, he said that, you know, he has raised Jesus Christ up, you know, far above all principalities, you know, to be the head of the church, and you and I are the church. He is the head of the church. So if the head, you know, he's got his feet upon, you know, upon all the principalities, that if you are with him, then he said, you also have got your feet on all the principalities. Amen. You are seated above all of them. You have that dominion and power. Hallelujah. You have that dominion and power over everything that the enemy has to write against you. Hallelujah. Every demon, every sickness, anything, any problem, you have the power and the authority and the, you know, ability to work to overcome them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in Matthew 28:18, that what? He said, well, all authority and power has been given unto me, so what? So go. Amen. All authority has been given unto me, so go. Amen. So go. Revelation 1:6 and Revelation 5:10 talk about the same thing. Romans 5:17 talk about the same thing, that we must reign in this world, in this life. We must reign in life. Hallelujah. We must reign that because he is reigning and we are seated with him. Then it means that we must what? Reign. Hallelujah. We must take our authority and make sure that the systems and the things in this world as well must respond and obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the scriptures that you know, I'll be asking you. So what Bishop, what does I say? Revelations what? And then 5:10. And then which other one? Romans 5:17. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that, you know, as we leave this place, it must be our prayer that we must begin to manifest these things. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says that, you know, I believe this, 2 Corinthians 5:19-29. I want people to have read the name as I go through these things. As I was right. It says to when you read from verse 9, verse 10, it makes up, you know, how God sees. Of course, in 17, it talks about if anyone is in Christ, one is a new one. Richard, God wants to assess the very country, 16, everything. He said, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth, know we him no more. He said that, he said, once somebody, you know, once the person stops searching everywhere and anywhere and finds God and finds their purpose in Christ, the person is a new creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We see people, we see people who are drug addicts, they are, you know, they are all sorts and, you know, everything you can think about, and they come to Christ and their lives are all changed. Amen. Their lives are completely changed. So if you see someone around there, don't judge the person. Hallelujah. When the person finds a purpose in Christ, you'll be amazed. Amen. Amen. If you see someone out there, like people saw Paul, and Saul and Paul, he was standing by when Stephen was being stoned, and people were looking at him, and people even told them that this person will write more than half of the New Testament, they would say that's not true. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you, your preachers are out there, and the people who are not saved. Some of you, your husbands and wives. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I was telling a priest somewhere, I was telling them about the ultimate makeover. You know what ultimate makeover is? Who's got that makeover before? There's something that's not a sin. Who's got ultimate makeover? You don't want to see her at all. You look at my mother's food. Some people, that they take them, right? They take them to the studios, they take them to places, they make them over. Watch them cut their hair, you know, do all those kind of things, and then they said they look in the mirror, they can't recognize themselves. I'm telling you, that was a story when somebody, you know, who was sick and, you know, very old, sick and things, and then she was in the hospital, and it's like, oh God, can you give me more years and all of that? And then the hospital, oh, I'll give you some 15 more years, and then the person comes, you know, out, and as the person has come, like, before the person comes out, the lady knows that she's going to have 15 more years, so she goes, you know, to the, you know, plastic surgery place, and then she does all the plastic surgery, you know, the top end, they pull something, and then all the things, you know, and then she comes out, and she comes out of the hospital, and truck hits there. Oh. And then she gets better. I said, God, but you told me I'll have 15 years, and God said, I didn't recognize you. Let me go before. I didn't recognize you. There was someone who was possessed by demons. Every time, you know, the person would be very depressed, the person would be so much stressed, and the person, you know, their face is like stone. Amen. You know, and the person died. And then when they looked in the casket, the person was smiling. The demons had left. It's okay. When you go, you have to learn. Amen. When I forget the person, I'm going to laugh. When I went to Malachi. I was a guy in secondary school like that. When they are singing jokes in class, he doesn't laugh. Everybody starts with someone. And then when he goes to the dormitory, he starts laughing. And you ask him why he laughed so long. I remember the joke in class. So I'm sure when you go, you know some of the professors say, give up. Luke 4:18. These six things.
Say, you pledge that I will do that. Hallelujah. You will pledge that I will do that. Hallelujah. Look for it, but not flesh. If every day of your life you wake up and, you know, as you go through the day, you are meditating on this and you are praying with an endless heart desire that God, you will use me as an instrument, as a vessel to cause these things to come to pass in my generation. I believe you will see a change in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see yourself as one who has authority, you have that throne room mentality, you understand that you are reigning, that you behave as such, you behave like an Elizabeth and not like Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
You know Prince Harry?
Mm.
Sometimes he forgets that he's a royal.
The flamboyant one.
You understand? Sometimes he forgets that he's a royal, so he goes to places, he takes off his clothes, he gets drunk, he's doing all sorts of things, hallelujah, forgets that he's a royal. I don't believe you see that in any other way. Pray and what? Knowing that she is a lawyer. I'm sure you know Prince William is almost like that. Pray and proper. I pray that today, as you hear this, you will be a spiritual presider. Forgetting your possession, forgetting your authority, because you know that there is something that you must accomplish. Here's what I'm saying. There is something that you must accomplish, and because of that, you live your life in a certain way. Amen. Right. Jesus speaking. So, as you leave this place, you're going to put your name over there. Alright? That the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to what? To the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken hearted. You know some broken hearted people. Or you yourself, they're not sure. Whether you are one. He says what? He has sent me to heal the broken hearted. And there are so many broken hearted people out there. Hallelujah. So many broken other people out there, and this is Jesus. The first time he went, he came out of the wilderness, he was filled with the Spirit of God. And the first time he went into the temple and he took a stone, you know, Isaiah scroll, you know, the Bible says in Isaiah 61, the same message over there. And he took the scripture and said, you know, and he said, all of this is that now is the scripture for fulfilled. Because this is why I have come, and this is the moment that I'm living with you today. Hallelujah. As you leave this place, this is what I'm saying to you, that as you leave this place, this is what you must do. This must become your mission. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This must become your mission. That you are preaching the gospel to what? To the poor. It means that, you know, apart from everything, that you yourself must have what? Must have something to give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, someone said about Jesus Christ, that, you know, when he was poor, he didn't have money on this event. If you read Luke 8, it talks about some people who were sponsoring his ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you and I must have that, you know, that must have that desire that if I'm not sending, or if I'm not going, I'm sending. Hallelujah. If I'm not going, then I'm sending. I am praying and sending people, and I'm giving all my substance, because it takes loyalty, it takes what?
Money.
Money, it takes dough, it takes money to send.
Benjamin.
Hallelujah! It takes money to send. If we call for, you know, I mean, for you know, some small funds right now, we'll see the number of people who give. Oh, 200 pounds of people. What's right with this is small. Actually, it's 100 pounds.
Flat rate.
Oh, it's increasing. Increasing. 500.
Too small.
Well,
too small.
We should bring the gospel to the poor. So if you are not going, you are not sending. Let this be your mind that this is why you have come. You need an anointing to be able to do that. Hallelujah. You need an anointing.
anointed you to do that. You know, my prayer is for more, you know, entrepreneurs that we pray for, what people who have received divine ideas for wealth creation and all of that. Why should I be an unbeliever? I don't know whether he's a believer or not, but God forgive me in the years. But why should someone just cook small cooking and then, you know, do some TV shows small and they might find out something £15 million? That's what I'm saying. And then you you have all the vocabulary. You can speak in tongues in A, you can speak in tongues in Z, you can speak in tongues in everywhere. You can stop on the devil, you can stop, you can kick, you can cut on the set, you can do all of those things. And then I noticed black or red. And if I do a people for any £20, apart from the offering and things, not your offering, not this is that man. You know, you know. Sure, yes. Hallelujah! We start calculating, I can't buy this, I can't buy that, I can't buy that, I can't buy that. Preach the gospel to the poor. If I am not going, then I'm sending. Talk yourself this. If I'm not going to go, or if I cannot go, then I must not send. Hallelujah! If I cannot go, then I must send. What do you want in the Bible in Acts 1? What do you say that you'll be my witnesses in what?
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem in what?
Judea.
And then where?
Samaria.
And then?
The outermost part of
it. Hallelujah! When they were so comfortable, he brought persecution, and then they had to scatter there. For them to be able to what? I'm not saying God should scatter anybody. But see, if you are not going, then something has happened for you to go. Amen? Hallelujah! So please, when you're doing your monthly budget, please, in some place, some part of your thing. This is if it is me alone, but what the person which is in the house, I'm praying for grace for you. That is why I pray for that entrepreneurial spirit. That is why I pray for that spirit of ability, that spirit of wisdom, that spirit of intelligence, that spirit of knowledge in all craftsmanship, in everything that you can think about, in everything that you can think about, whether it is selling oil, whether it is making clothes, whether it is cooking, whatever it is, whatever area of field you are in, I pray for the wisdom and the ability of God to rest upon you mightily.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's someone said, job. When you have a job, it's just being just over broke. Hallelujah. Just over broke. When I pray for people who begin to create jobs, you know, and send their CV and say that this is what I want to be paid. Hallelujah. This is my job description. They themselves said it. And this is my job description. And this is what I want to be paid. Receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I look at KMC and see that picture of that old man, and you want to give up on life because you are 32 or you are 25, you want to give up on life and you see KMC, that man who started his business when he was 65. Right now, everybody, you and I, even as people of the grand, that old man and his family, they are making money because he used his mom's recipe in the kitchen and then built that. Hallelujah. So that you can send the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So if I say 2 years, in these 2 years, have you given to any mission?
Zero.
Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, true or true? Heal the broken hearted. Hallelujah. Heal the broken hearted. There are people who are broken all around. There are people who are broken all around us. And we must pray. We must be the instruments for healing them. Hallelujah. Pray for them to be healed. Pray for them to be the people who comfort them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't what to preach deliverance that comes to people who are bound by substances, people who are bound by drink, you know, like a person came and he was that person was drunk and he still wanted more. Hallelujah. And it's because of the demon of drink, hallelujah, which has captured him. There are people who are captivated by all sorts of things, hallelujah. TV program. Wherever you are, you must run and go and watch a TV program. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because of bound people, pornography, lust, and you know, all of these things, they are bound by it. You must break those chains. Hallelujah. You must break those chains. Certain people, you know, you take a step forward and you take a step backwards. You know, it's like you are going around in circles and your life is going nowhere to make it. And this is that there is a captivity system. There's a captivity system of the devil. You must break it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Basically, it's like, you know, Moses, he had taken the people of Israel all the way from Egypt. He had taken them all the way, and Moses, like, you would deliver people, and he said, you know, go and stand on the mountaintop, and you stand on the mountaintop, he's like, you won't get into that promised land. This man who had, you know, stretched the rod, and the Red Sea had been divided, and you won't get into the promised land. You get to a place, and you know, it's like everything, you know, seems to start working, but you get to a place, and it's like, you can't attain that top place. You break that chain in the name of Jesus. That cycle of failure, we break it. Listen, if you see it, break it. Hallelujah. And we must break it to this community. We must break it all around. We must break it. Amen. Break it. Break it. Hallelujah. It's not becoming, you know, so common. It's not becoming so common. There's nothing that, you know, the person wants the Eurovision. Is it Eurovision or something?
Who's that?
It's not like I said I watch TV. I don't want to sit down like this and watch TV. Like, no, I'm doing what I have to do. And, you know. Hallelujah!
It's okay.
Hallelujah! It's all demonic things in place. What do you think is a demon?
Who is that?
The children's program. You cannot show, I'm going to attack, don't worry. You cannot show, you know, children's program with father and mother. What kind of nonsense is that? It's demonic, don't you know? Oh, you haven't watched. Look at the children's programs. And sometimes you don't have father and mother figure in it. Because there are some children who have fathers and mothers to want them to feel left out. What kind of demonic system is that? Oh, it looks like they. Oh, you are chasing after a small pound. You want to be a small pound too. Oh, you want a small pound? Oh, no. What are the big ones? Huh? Yeah. So you must break all those. When you're walking on the street, you're not Prince Harry, spiritual system. You're walking in the spiritual system. So every kind of tea, you want to have a head. You understand? So you walk past the pub, you walk past people who are, you know, depressed, you walk past people who look some way, you are praying. Father, come against this thing and pray for their deliverance. Jesus, everywhere he went, he was on a mission. He doesn't switch off and on. You understand? When you go to the church, you are not off. You are always on. Ready to want to minister. Because there are plenty of people who are, you know, demonized in your institutions. Don't you see them? Hallelujah. The doctors here will be very, very, very nice. Hallelujah. I go to invest in a business, see some doctors and things. Yeah, I mean, like that. Oh, yeah, this is not a call. I just want to be listening.
You belong to my dad. In Jesus' name.
Oh, don't you see that? It frustrates you all the time. Yeah, I'm saying, baby, let me go on and finish. Recovery of what was sight in the blind. It's not just people. Listen, someone who was blind said that, you know, the greatest thing that, you know, that can happen to any man is that the person has eyes but has no vision. The person who was blind is saying that the person who has eyes but has no vision. For lack of vision, the people will perish. That's how people can, you know, someone can walk around naked just like that. The person's man, but just naked like that, just walking around, just wasting their life because they have lost one fish. Amen. They lost fish. And we pray that God will cause everyone who has lost their vision to receive sight in the name of Jesus.
hating. You know, when the servant woke up in the morning, and not on the quiet time, and just woke up and just worried about the soul they had me. You know, and Elijah came to say that, you know, Father, open his eyes that he might see. And the eyes of the servant were opened. And he did not just see any of the Syrians, but he saw the angels of the living world. How vibrant those angels. Amen. May God cause your eyes to be opened. Listen, I've said, I mean, so many times, if any dream of yours has been cut short and you have no vision for that dream, may God give you sight for that vision. Hallelujah. May God give you sight for that dream. Hallelujah. May there be dreams awakened. 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 Like Elisha and the Shunammite woman. And when the Shunammite woman had done so many good things to Elisha, and then she asked Elisha, you know, and Elisha asked, is there anything that you want me to do for you? And the woman said, no. And then Elisha said, you know, the servant of Elisha said, you know, this woman has no child. And Elisha said, at this time next year, you will have a child. And then the woman said, are you coming to make fun of me? Because that dream had been what? Had been put to the side. May God cause dreams that have been dead to begin to be awakened in the mighty name of Jesus. Something that you dreamed about, and you think that time is long gone. May God cause recovery of sight. May God cause recovery of vision. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because it is not who you are, it is who you are in Christ. It is not what you have accomplished, it is what God can accomplish through you. Hallelujah. Personally blind, we pray for them to receive sight. But indeed, it is not just that, because people who are physically blind, listen, they can even have people who are blind, but they are riding bicycles around town. Because they're using more than just the eyes to which they look through. Hallelujah. Recovery of sight. Let's say those two things at the start of my prayer. One and last two. Hallelujah. Oh. Is it gone?
No, it's coming.
It's coming. He's able to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. To set at liberty them that are bruised. And with the last one, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. It's next year. And you see, what comes to a place where, you know, you see people, you're saying, listen, you are waiting to go through rehabilitation or to go through a drugs program or to go through, you know, some alcohol something system or to go through, listen, I mean, or you want to stop smoking or you want to stop drugs and or marijuana or whatever they call it, you must inject yourself with more. Or it's not a matter of what happens. If you want to stop, you can't just stop. They must give you some. Or it's not what happens. Or if we have that sick, you just Hallelujah. I mean, if you want to stop this thing, it's that takes more of that. If you want to stop this, it takes more of that. Hallelujah. And you know that, you know, the drugs in town. When you take small one drug, it has side effects. Hallelujah. You can't sleep and then you take some medication and you get constipation. What kind of system is that? But you have backache. You have backache. You cannot sleep. And the medicine that you take will cause you not to sleep. What kind of business is that? You can't sleep, bro. And you take medication. And then that medicine is not enough of that medication. It's like you can't sleep. It's true. If you like take any medication, read on the. Listen. Oh, you take a medication. You cannot walk. And then you take the medication and say you go blind. What kind of business is that? It's true. Is it not true? And even if you have cancer and you are teaching, that treatment can kill you. Listen, I'm saying that you don't have to wait for a long time. The setup of the year of the Lord is what is now. The time for favor is now. Oh, you didn't hear me. Hallelujah. I've seen the time for the favor of the Lord to manifest in your life. It is now. You see, as far as you can see,
That is why I pray for recovery of sight for you. Don't wait till next year, don't wait until 2 years. I'm saying that the acceptable year of the Lord for you, it is now. Now is the time for you to be saved. Now is the time for you to be delivered. Now is the time. You go out there, people are saying that, you know, can I wait more and excuse me? No, no, no. Now is the time for you to say, now is the time for your deliverance. Now is the time for your breakthrough. Now is the time for you to excel. Now is the acceptable year of the Lord. Now is your set time for favor. Your set time for favor is now.
Oh, you don't believe me.
If you believe me, you will take this word and you run with it. You wake up in the morning and you are so full of expectation that your set time of favor is what? It's now. My set time of favor is now. My set time is now.
You don't believe me.
Pay off it. I pray that you believe the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That your set time for favor is what? It's now, 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 it's now. The acceptable year of the Lord is now. The acceptable year of the Lord is now. The acceptable year of the Lord for the wealth transfer is now. The acceptable year of the Lord for you to be healed is now. Now is the time for your healing. Now is the time for your breakthrough. Now is the time for you to deliver. Now is the time. Now is the time. It is now. It is now. Now. It is now. It is that Kairos time. That time that you are not just waiting for the, you know, for the times to go in their season, but you are saying that God, because of my faith, because of my faith. That woman with the issue of blood, she has been, you know, bleeding for so many years, 12 years, and she has been going around and going around. All the doctors are taking all of her money, but there was a time she said, look, now is my time for healing. Now is my time for me to be healed. Now, and this is the time for me to heal. This is the time. This is the year for your breakthrough. This is the year for your breakthrough. This is the year that you must begin to make an impact. This is the year that you must begin to go out there and do that what Jesus Christ has called you. This year, this year, this month is the time for you to begin to sponsor people, you know, who are going out there to take the word of God out. This is the time. Now, this month of May is the time for you to read the gospel and to experience Jesus Christ like never before. This is the time. Now. Now is the time. Now is the time for you to turn a new leaf. Now is the time for you to break that relationship that you know is taking you nowhere. You know that relationship is not right for you, and you are waiting and waiting.